Last week's parasha, we had the mitzvah of Birchas Kohanim, Kodesh Baruch Hu, as Bnei Yisrael, Yivarech Hashem v'Shmecho. We have a mitzvah of the Kohanim to give a bracha to Klal Yisrael. There's a Gemara in Ksubis that says that Rashi learns out that there's an Isra say for a Yisrael, a Zar, to give a bracha of Birchas Kohanim. Rashi learns out, Kodesh Baruch Hu atem v'lo zarim, v'lav habo mechal asay. Rashi learns out, there's a Isra say for Yisrael to give a bracha of Birchas Kohanim to somebody else. Oh, so now, we all know that there's a minig every Friday night brought down in the Siddur Yavitz that Klal Yisrael gives a bracha to their children every Friday night. The Chayodim brings down that every Yom Kippur, there's a mitzvah to give a bracha of Birchas Kohanim for the children, but the Yavis brings it down for every Friday night. The Hasidim have this minig, the Yakis have this minig. So the Mishnah Berura in the Ber Halacha in Kuf Chav Ches asks the following question. How could it be that Klal Yisrael goes and gives the bracha of Friday night to the children of Yirech Hashem v'Yishmerecha, but what happened to the Gemara and Ksubis that learns that there's an Isra say for a Yisrael to give a bracha of Birchas Kohanim? So, Akdekach, that the Torah Tmima in last week's parasha brings that the Gra from Vilna gave a bracha to the Moitz from Vilna, Reb Chatzko Landau, not the Noda Behuda, a different one, that he gave him a bracha b'shas chuposoi of Yivrecha Hashem v'yishmerecha, and he put one hand on him. And they asked the Gra, why are you putting one hand? So he said to him, because there's an Isser to put two hands on him. We only find by Kohanim to put two hands and give a bracha of Yivrech Hashem v'yishmerecha. So, what's the pshat in the minhag of Klal Yisrael that we always like to try to be matik the minhagim? So, mitzvah Hashem, we will. There's a Gemara in Shabbos on Daf Kuf Yud Ches, Amud Beis. Omer of Yoisi, Rabbi Yoisi said, Miyomai lo yovarti al divrei chaverai. I never was over on what my friends told me to do. Because Yodeya ani ba'atmi she'eni koin, I know that I'm not a koin. Im oimim li chaverai, olu duchen ani oile. If his friends would tell me to go and duchen, get up there, go and do it. He's not a koin, yet if his friends told him to go and duchen, he would duchen. So Tosis asks the following question. Says Toishis, "V'lo yodari ma isa yesh bizar oile leduchin imlo mishum bracha levatala." So the Gemara in Shabbos seems to be saying the Rabbi Yosi, whenever his friends would tell him, oh, "Go up there, we need a kohen, go up there," he would go up there and he would bless the Klal Yisrael. And Toishis is asking, "I don't understand. What's the big deal? What's the problem? Maybe bracha levatala, but Toishis doesn't understand what the issue is." So the Ramah in Darchei Moshe and Kuf Chav Ches says, what do you mean? What's the problem? There's a Gemara in Ksubis, which we just started the shir with, that says, Rashi brings down, there's an Isser of Atem Vilo Yizarim. There's an Isser for anybody who's not a Kohen to go give a bracha of Birchas Kohanim. So how could a Biosi, how could Tosis come in Shabbos and say there's not a problem? Good question. Darchei Moshe says, Ulai, maybe we could give the following answer. That if he went up with other Kohanim, that's not a problem. But if he goes up by himself, that's a problem. So Rabbi Yosi would go up with other Kohanim, and the Gemara in Ksubas that says it's not a problem to give a bracha is talking about by himself. The Chassam Sofer in his Hagois in Shulchan Aruch, he explains this Ramah that says that there's no Isser of Baal Tosif when it comes to Rav Am Hajas Melech. Whenever we could go and make, we know by Purim, by Megillah, we want to try to get the whole Tzibra together. So therefore, when we can have Roiv Am Hajis Melech, more people giving brachas, so there's no Isra Baal Tosif, that's how the Chassam Sofer wants to say the Pshat in the Ramois, but we'll see that a lot of the Achronim, the Gedolei Achronim, the Magen Avraham, the Bach, they all don't like what the Ramois say, because what should be the difference if there are Kohanim up there, or if he's going by himself, what should be the difference? So, the Afla in Ksubis comes and gives a different answer to the Ramois. He says the complete opposite. He says that we all know there's a Gemara in Sarita that says that we give a bracha of Birchas Kohanim. You're learning Sarita here, I heard. So the Birchas Kohanim is supposed to be done panim el panim. So he learns out that there's a mitzvah on Klal Yisrael to get mevarech, to get blessed from the Kohanim. So basically he's learning the complete opposite of the Rambam. When there's Kohanim going up there and giving the Birchas Kohanim, so then there's a mitzvah on Klal Yisrael to get blessed by the Kohanim. But if there's no Kohanim up there, then the Yisrael can go up there. And he says, Matzasi, the Charedim, there's a famous Charedim that's brought in the beginning of Hilchos Birchas Kohanim, and the Mishnah Berurah brings us the Sefer Charedim, that says that Kishem, that there's a mitzvah for the Kohanim to bless Klal Yisrael. So therefore, Heim Nami Bechala Mitzvah. Yisrael Ha'oimdim Panim, Kineged Pnei HaKohanim, B'shtiko, U'mechavnim Libo Mekabel Berchosom Kedvar Hashem, Heim Nami Bechala Mitzvah. They're also part of this mitzvah of Birchas Kohanim. Agav, we see that the Hafla learned in this Charedim that there's a mitzvah for a Yisrael to be there B'shas, the Bracha, and to get blessed. And so we get Birchas Kohanim every day. So it comes out from this hafla that if someone's in a rush and he has to leave after Kedusha, that he's mevatel and iser essay to leave before the Kohanim give a bracha. According to the Mari Asad, he learns out that no, the Yisraelim are only helping out the Kohanim do their mitzvah. He learns a different pshat. Could be there's a nafkamina. I think Yishol Mazalman brings that it could be that there's differences if the Yisrael is a cheresh. Is he helping out the Kohen do his mitzvah or not? But we see from that flaw that he learned that the Gemara, when Rabbi Yossi said he would get up there, he was talking about with other Kohanim, and he was mevatel the iser asay of not getting blessed from the Kohanim. And when Tosis comes on the Gemara and says, lo yodari ma iser yesh bezeh, he was talking about when there's no other Kohanim coming up there, because there is no other problem, because the flaw is arguing on Rashi that there's a problem to go and do Birchas Kohanim on anybody else. That now, we have another Shita out there. There's the Shita of the Bach. Now the Bach learns out that the only time, because until now we don't really have a real understanding why, what's pshat in the minig of Klal Yisrael, why we do give brachos Friday night, and there's also a minig of fathers to give b'shas the chuppah. The Or Chaim brings down, he's a rishon, brings down that there's a mitzvah when you do b'shas levio by Achnasas Archim to go give a bracha of Yivarechecha, he says. So what's the pshat? Everyone does this, and we found that there's a gemara that says there's an iser. So the Bach says that the only time there's an iser for Yisrael to get up there and go do Birchas Kohanim, he's talking about when he does the benesias kapayim, when he puts his hands stretched out, like the Kohanim do it, that's the problem. He argues on that Ramo also, and he says that can't be the pshat. What should be the difference if there's other Kohanim or no Kohanim? Rather, the pshat is when you get up there, like the Kohanim do, benesias kapayim, they stick their hands out, so that's the problem of the Gemara in Ksubit. Masha ein kein, if you don't do it, so there's not a problem. The Ksav Sofer says in Ksubis that another pshat, that if you don't have kavana to be acting like a kohen, there's no problem. If you don't have kavana to go do birchas kohanim, you don't want to say, you know, you're not saying I'm a kohen, I'm going out there l'shem mitzvahs kehuna that I want to go give a bracha, there's no problem. So I saw there are some that want to say that the Bach and this pshat of the Ksav Sofer is the same. But I think from the Mishnah Berurah we see it's for sure two different answers, and maybe we can find a difference in halacha. The Kaf HaChaim spells this out for sure, he brings the Bach, and then the Kaf HaChaim says this other pshat of the Ksav Sofer. Mishnah Berurah says both pshatim. He says maybe the pshat and minig Klal Yisrael that they give brachos of Yivarecha is because they hold like the Bach, only when you put two hands out. And if you don't put two hands out, it's not a problem. And then he says, Inami, maybe according to the Mandomar, we have a raya from here, Mandomar, mitzvah, sviches kavona. But then he wants to say, even according to the Mandomar, that mitzvah, ain't sviches kavona, is Over here, when you have kavanah lehepich, the opposite. Oh, even a command on mitzvah sviches kavanah. Over here, you have a kavanah lehepich. You have a meferish kavanah. You have a kavanah. I don't want to be like a kohen. There's not a problem. We've seen the Mishnah Berurah clearly that there's two different answers. What would be a practical difference between these two answers? So, Rabbi Avadi Yosef in Yichav Adas, he says that lemaisa to go give the bracha Friday night, you should put two hands on one like this, or give one. But the Debrezina Rav, the Ber Moshe in Chelik, Dalit, Simin Chavhei, he wants to say Al Kein Nirat Shebonav Ubnoisa Bivade Leka Shum Cheshasha Levarich Bebez Yadayim Ki Kulei Alma Yoidim Dimiderech Ha'av Levarich Yoitei Chalotov Vishum Adam Lo Yase Sheyase Lo Yite Sheyase Kein Midin Birchas Kohanim. Says the Ber Moshe that when a father is giving a bracha to his children, everybody knows that he's not doing it in kavana, with kavana to be acting like a kohen. So we see clearly over here that this is the pshat in Minig and Klai Yisrael, why Friday night and also b'shas l'chuppah, a father will give a bracha to his children with two hands. Masha'enkein, the Grot, Meduyik, we start off with the Torah Tmima, that the Torah Tmima says he doesn't understand what's Pshat and Klai Yisrael, and he brings the Grot as his Raya, as for his Kasha, that the Grot only did one hand, the Grot was doing it for somebody else, he wasn't talking about his sons. Why didn't he bring with the Grot by his own Chuppah, for his own children? He brought V'chatzko Landau, the Moit Mivilna. Because over there, maybe it's not Muchach, because it's not his son. So over there, the Grot put his one hand on top and not two hands. We're coming out that when it comes with two, when it's your own children, for sure there's a hetter to do with two hands. If it's not your children, or b'shas levia, when you're walking your guests out and you want to give them a bracha, then those that want to go do it with only one hand, says the Debrez Zinner, he ends off, even if you want to do it with two hands, he won't be meicha because minig and klai, so, but could be that's the pshat in the grow, why the grow only did it with one hand.
By the children, that's only like, is that like the Bach also?
According to the Bach, you can't do it, because it looks like a kaye. According to those who wanted to say it's the same shots, then you wouldn't have that. Rabbi Avadia, I think, says that those who want to go like the Bach, and be, oh, he even says it, the Mishnah says, Avu mevarach achem ha'choy shekedevi ha'gro, yesh lo yalmi lismech, but you can still be megal. So, there's one other issue going on in all this, what we've been speaking about. The Morgan Avram, when he brings this question of the Darchei Moshe, Darchei Moshe asks, what's Pshat, the Tosfos and Shabbos that says that Rabbi Yossi would go up there and he would dochen, and Tosfos says he doesn't know what the issue is. Says the Morgan Avram, I know what the issue is. What's the problem? Bracha levatala. Those are the words of Morgan Avram. I'll read it. This really the read the Israel say Hainu Mash and Maskir Hashem Levatol Bibrach. Now the Nodi Behuda in Simon Vov says Nachriku Shne Dele Hira, Shne Tamide Chachamim, his lashon is. The Nodi Behuda brings two of the Tamide Chachamim of the Kailul at the time in Prague were Chaylik. What's Pshat in this Magen Avram? Is the Pshat that the bracha levatala is the bracha that the kohanim say before they say yivarecha? Or another pshat could be that there's a problem to say yivarecha Hashem v'yishmerecha. When you say the Hashem, it's a bracha levatala. Now, if it would be on the bracha, says the Noi de Behuda, I would have an unbelievable pshat in Tosfos, in the Ramah. He says, when the Ramah says, when he gets up there with other kohanim, so then, the Yisrael doesn't have to make the bracha. Rather, he could be moitzi with other kohanim's bracha, and he only says yivarechecha. Masha'en kein, if he's up by himself, so he has to make a bracha. So if, when the Magen Avram says that the problem is bracha levatala, is going on the bracha beforehand, so everything's gevaldik. That's pshat on the Ramah. But in Behuda is noted to say that's not really the pshat. He's more leaning towards the other side. There's a problem of saying yivarecha Hashem v'yishmerecha because there's shem shamayim v'atol. Now we all know that this doesn't really make so much sense because it's saying a pasuk in the Torah. We say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu whenever we want. Whenever we're always saying pesukim. The Chavdaz brings a raya. There's a Gemara in Bava Basra that says a ger when he comes to go and bring bikurim. So the Gemara has a whole discussion. Does a ger bring the bikurim and is he maybe vikari or maybe inakari? So the Gemara comes out. He's maybe vinakari. He doesn't read out the pesukim. So the Gemara asks, why not? What's the big deal? So the Gemara answers, it looks like he's lying because the ger is not avisenu. It's mechzik kishikra. So ask Rabbi Avadi Yosef, what's the big deal? What's the Gemara saying is mechzik kishikra? If the Kohen Rebbe Yehuda, there's a problem to just say a pasuk and that's bracha levatala, it's shem shemayin levatala. So why did the Gemara just answer that it's shem shemayin levatala? Well, Mai, we see from here there's not a problem to go and say shem Hashem levatala, shem Hashem in a pasuk. Smuchach also from Mishnah Berurah, we see nobody talked about. I remember in the Mir Shiva by Nosson Zvi Finkel many times when he used to give a vad every Friday. So my Harusa, he was a son of the Pesik from Lakewood, Yaakov Forsheimer. So his son Yitzi Forsheimer was a Kayin. He's a Kayin, right? So every time Nosson Zvi would stop him and ask him to give him a bracha of Birchas Kayanim. So we see that he didn't care. And we see in Minin Kaiso, no one really cares about saying Yivarecha Hashem Yivarecha Alts the Bracha Batala. I asked the children from Moshe Habashtam, they told me that their father blessed, gave them a bracha every Friday night with two hands. Some Gedolim I heard said that Friday night they did it with one hand and Erev Yom Kippur they would do it with two hands. What's the difference? I don't know. But definitely we see that there is no issue here. Issue with saying Yivarecha Hashem Yivarecha Mitzad the Noit Yehuda Bracha Batala, and we're coming out with the Ber Moshe, the vow that there's no problem for a father to a son to go do it. Therefore, says the Siddur Yavitz, he brings that the Chacham Tzvi, his father, would dafko give him a bracha Friday night with two hands, not like those that want to be machmir b'shem the girl. Oh, so just to talk a little bit of what is the bracha of Birchas Kehanim, which we are blessing, so everybody knows the famous Targum in Vayechi. First of all, we give our children Friday night the bracha of Yisim Cholakim Kefayim Chemenashe. So, why are we doing it Kefayim Chemenashe? So, number one pshat I saw once was that the Kefayim Chemenashe were number one, they were brought up in Mitzrayim, they weren't brought up like the other Shvatim Eretz Yisrael. So, we give our children a bracha that even though they're in Galus, even though they're not brought up in Eretz Yisrael, so we give our children a bracha, they should be like Kefayim Chemenashe. Another pshat I saw is a Kefayim Chemenashe, we all know, was a second generation Shevet. We skipped over a Shevet. So we give our children a bracha that just like the grandchildren of Yaakov Avinu, a second generation, were able to come and be on the level of the Shvatim, so we give our children a bracha that they should be like Ephraim Menashe. And of course the, I don't know if we can say the Iker Pshat, but a good Pshat is that we give them that we know that Ephraim Menashe was the Bechor, and Ephraim wasn't the Bechor, and even so, Yaakov Avinu switched his hands and made Ephraim the right hand. Sikolos Yadav, and he gave Ephraim the right hand, and Menashe the left hand, and they didn't fight. We give our children a bracha that they should be able to go and be like Ephraim Menashe, that the midterm they don't fight, and they should grow up to be like Ephraim Menashe, that even though one was younger than the other one, we don't have to have jealousy over here, and they should be like Ephraim Menashe. The bracha of Birchas Kehanim, so the Shevet HaSefer says an unbelievable pshat. Shevet HaSefer says, he asks, the pasuk says, Kol Tzivarchu El Bnei Yisrael Omer Lohem. So it says, Kol Tzivarchu, you shall give them a bracha. He's talking to Kehanim. The Kehanim is, B'loshan, plural, Rabbim. And then the pasuk ends off, Omer Lohem. Omer is a loshan of a yachid. And then it says on the Yisraelim, Omer Lohem, Lohem is going on Klai Yisrael, loshan of Rabbim. And then it says, Yivarechicha. So, what's the pshat? On one hand, we see a lashon rabbim. On the other hand, we find a lashon yachid. So, there's a mishnah in Mesachas Oksin, the end of Oksin, that Amar Rishim ben Chalafta, the Eina Kodesh Baruch Hu Motza Kli Machzik Bracha Ela Shalom. Shnemar Hashem Oiz LeAmo Yitin Hashem Yivarech Es Amo Yivah Shalom. It says the Shevet Sefer that the Rebbe Shalom says that I can't find any kli out there to bring bracha in this world except by Shalom. So says the pasuk, the Torah is teaching us that When the Kohanim, Hashem tells the Kohanim in plural, you Kohanim, how do you bless Klal Yisrael? When you come by Achdus by one. Omer. And who are you blessing Klal Yisrael? Klal Yisrael is Omer Lohem. How do you bless Klal Yisrael with Yivarechecha? That when everybody comes together, by Achdus and Bishalom, only then could there be the Bracha coming down onto us. Another horror, I saw a beautiful pshat that it doesn't make sense. It says, Yivarechecha Hashem v'yishmerecha. Hashem, we know the bracha of Yivarecha is going on. Everyone should be blessed with money. A big bracha. So it's Lashon Yachid. You, each individual should be blessed with money. Then it says, Yoy Hashem panav ilecha v'chuneka. That there shouldn't be, I think the Mepharshim explains, going on Ayin Hara, it should be a Shomer by you. Hashem should vichuneki, should give over his countenance to you. Also Lashon Yachid. And then it says, Yisa Hashem Pono Ve'lecha V'yosem L'cha Shalom. Everybody knows when it comes to Shalom, usually you need two people to get into an argument. Some people can get into an argument with themselves, but most people takes two to get into an argument. So why is the pasuk ending off that the bracha of shalom is with two people? Is a lashon of a yachid when there should really be two people? So I think this pshat is maybe b'shem Mergadal Yo, that in order to have shalom with other people, first the person has to have shalom with himself, and only when someone has shalom with himself is he able to give shalom off with other people. My wife told me when we were on the plane, it's the mefirsha stewardess, that we all know that when the stewardess wants to tell us all those safety features, she always tells us that when we put on the safety mask, we always have to first save ourselves, and only after we've done that can we save others. So that's the bracha. One other nekuda, this for sure, the Ragdal Yo says is, I can't remember that, but Mitzvah Hashem, we should all be zeichet that through the shalom and the achdus that we all have and the shalom within ourselves, we're able to go and give off the bracha to the future generations, and we should all be zeichet to an achdus and Klal Yisrael and shalom. Mm-hmm.